Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, a podcast for all of that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with today, everybody?
It's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Oh, my God. Hi.
What a surprise to see you here.
I know. It's so surprising that I'm here on the podcast that I host with you. I did it.
Well, welcome, everybody. Happy Monday. Okay, everybody. Happy day. Hugs. You know, hugs. Monday hugs to everybody. Tonight is Take a Seat. That's our live show over on Spotify Live, which is an app you can download for free. Come, you talk to us. We talk to you. We talk about all of the latest Bravo goss, really whatever we want to. So good, come to today. That 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Spotify Live.
Yeah, there was a development today. Well, I guess I could say it. I don't know why I'm like being coy about it. Taylor Armstrong officially cast as a cast member on Real Housewives of Orange County. So, of course, we're going to discuss that tonight, weigh in about that. I can't wait to talk about that. I have a lot of thoughts. Not interesting thoughts. Well, I mean, like, not like, I don't have a lot of hot takes, but of thoughts, you know, because it makes me think about people like Jill Zarin. Will other people be joining other casts? You know, how are the people going to react? What is Vicky? I'm thinking about all sorts of generally inconsequential things, but amusing nonetheless. So, like, I'm excited to talk about that with all our listeners and, you know, get into it and find out who else everyone wants to see come back to one of these shows. I mean, gosh, Vicky passed over. Tamara got the orange. Taylor got the orange, and Vicky's just sitting there on the sidelines with Jill Zarin, just waiting to get that phone call.
Yeah. I actually felt bad for Taylor because the internet basically went. Burp. It was like the internet was just like silent burp, and then you blow it out to the Taylor news. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what people think.
Well, because I'll get into it tonight.
Yeah, you're talking about it tonight.
I know. I'm sorry. See, I had a lot of coffee right before this. I had a very, very salty breakfast burrito, which meant I had to like chug my coffee just because I was like dying of thirst. And now this is the outcome.
Taylor excitement. It really worked on you.
Disproportionate Taylor Armstrong excitement.
Yeah. So there's that. Our bonus episodes and video recaps are over on Patreon. This week, instead of Real Housewives of Dubai, we will be covering the latest episode of Married to Medicine, because we haven't checked in with Married to Medicine this season yet, and we need to do it. We need to do so. It's been a great season. So that'll be out Wednesday. And our Game of Thrones podcast called Winter is Crappening will be coming back for the Game of Thrones prequel, Sons of Dragons.
House of the Dragon. House of Blonde People.
Yes.
Blonde People with dragons.
Dragon Privilege will be coming out in August. Because you know that family had the most privilege. Like, you're not going to fuck with a family with dragons, no matter how much they suck. It's like they all look like they belong in one of those Mormon people movies, but they are on dragons. So everyone's like, oh my God, I love long underwear. How about you, man? I love them. So we'll be talking about that later this month. So go subscribe to that. And today it's Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. It kicks off with just like things going around town. Marlo is drinking tea out of a mug that says, "The Lord is my strength," which I was shocked. I would have thought it would have said like, "The archive is my strength," but you know, the Lord can be one strength too.
The Lord is my strength. I love that you tell yourself that while you're drinking an addictive substance.
Tea.
Is the Lord your strength? Because you're drinking some coffee with some bourbon in it right now. So can you drink the Lord? You might want to take a sip. Okay. Yeah. And that's from the Book of Home Goods. So then we go over to Drew, who's at home with her mom and Ralph. And Drew's like, well, you know, I was a junior deacon. And Ralph's like, yeah, and also she said that she managed a medical practice and then she got fired. She got fired from it.
And Jeanette's like, I fired you? And I guess Drew fell asleep on like a medical exam table or something like that. Classic Drew. Classic Drew. And then we see Sheree with Cairo, and she's telling him that she's working on She by Sheree and that she was going to be doing some unisex hoodies and joggers, and she needs Cairo to model for her.
Yes. And he's also making music now because she wants to hear it. And he's like, I'll let you hear the clean version. She's like, yeah. I want to hear all the versions.
By the way, it just occurred to me, later on in the episode, Sheree talks about like one of the things that her joggers are going to have for the men is it's going to really promote a visible penis line. And then she's like, I want my son to model this. I'm like, now in retrospect, looking at the scene, it's a little bit like, whoa. I mean, look, we've seen that video, but wow, it's still sort of weird for the mom, you know, to say
that. Yeah, that's true, right? She's like, I want to see your dick sway. Come. Sway like a palm tree in the wind. Yeah. So also her kids. Hey, listen, your kids have potty mouths. One of them has a sex podcast and the other one needs to make a clean version for his mother. Hey, these kids need some spanking.
What is wrong with America in 2022?
What is happening? Hey, congratulations on She by Sheree. I've got a present for you. It's a mug that says, the Lord is my strength. Read it hard.
And it comes with a bar of soap to wash out some children's mouths.
So then Todd and Candy are going to have a meeting in their guest house, which I like. I just love that you have a whole separate house to have family meetings in.
Yeah, but it's actually not a meeting. I thought it was a meeting too. I actually initially wrote down they're having a meeting because they had like meeting walk. You know, they have a certain walk that they do when they're about to sit down and have a tough meeting. But they actually were having a birthday party. But they had definitely like their biggest meeting look on at that moment.
Well, they have upcoming meeting look because there's a meeting later in the episode, so I got it confused. But yeah, it's just a separate house. But Candy's like so successful that she can have a separate house to have a kid's birthday party in, and then a separate truck away from the separate house so she doesn't have to be around the kids at the birthday party. I mean, that's success. Yeah.
That was a flex. I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, we're now like somehow on the same property. We are still like two like residences away from the main house now.
Yeah. And she gets a gaming truck for the kids to play in, which I thought was funny because, you know, I'm from Texas. So our gaming truck was get in the back of the truck. It's your birthday. And then someone drives really fast down a dirt road and all the kids try not to get flung off. You know?
Memories. I would have loved a gaming truck when I was a kid. Like if they had that, I mean, we had arcades, which was had its own special joy and excitement. I mean, going to the arcade I didn't get to do it a lot because my parents were not really arcade parents. They were more like, we're going to take you to a museum. I'm like, mom. But like when I did get to go to the arcade,
that
was joy.
My parents were go do something on your fucking own kind of parents. They were like, bye, there's the skating rink, which has an arcade in it. We'll pick you up in 6 hours. Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
$5. Here's $5 for the next 6 hours of your life. I mean, the unfairness, really. So, let's see. So, people come over because it's Ace's birthday. He's going to have a regular birthday party, but this is just like a small party. You know, the small party with the gaming truck. Yeah. So,
but it was actually, even with the gaming truck, it was actually refreshingly normal for a birthday party. Like, there was an ice cream cake and there were balloons. And that was it. It was not Taylor Armstrong's tea party, you know, where the kids played in the dirt while the parents sat at that long table. Like, it was just like, here's an ice cream cake. And it made me actually really want some ice cream cake.
Shocker. Yeah, well, what doesn't?
I know. I was about to say. I'm like, well, look. Hey, that's a nice folding chair. I really could use some ice cream cake.
That could be literally anything. You're like, yeah. You know what? I want an ice cream cake. So, I thought it was so cute how you become your parents at such a young age because Ace is so Todd. He's like, he comes in and everyone's like, surprise, Ace. And he's like, I am so excited because it is my birthday. And he raises his arms. It's like, wow, you've got that same
Todd
excitement
energy
that Todd walks around with. Yeah, you've got small Todd energy.
Yeah, he does. So meanwhile, over at Le Archive, Sheree is there with Marlo, and Michael misses being at Marlo. Oh, Michael. The Marlo's talking about how her nephews are like missing being with her, and then one of them is like not showering or doing anything all day long, and like I guess playing video games all day. So it sounds like there really isn't, it was not so beneficial to move them over to the sister's house. It turns out,
whatever. That's what we do. I love when they take normal things and make them sound like manic depression. They're like, yeah, you know, Michael, he doesn't do anything all day. He just lies on the couch and plays Xbox. Doesn't brush his teeth. I'm like, so it's a weekend? I mean, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm like, do I need to check in somewhere?
It's like, wow, what an unmotivated child. He's going to go nowhere in life. Meanwhile, I'm like, I was late to the podcast today because I was literally playing Elden Ring.
I know. I feel so attacked by this scene. Also, what makes me feel attacked is this fake-ass Louis Vuitton couch in Marlo's office. Are we supposed to believe that that is a real Louis Vuitton couch? We don't. Okay, my butt itches just looking at that thing.
Yeah, very itchy, itchy butt forward. So Sonia shows up. And then, meanwhile, over at we now are cutting back and forth between the two, the archive and the party. So Todd starts talking about security because they had that guy, Beyonce's family member who showed up. And then they're just like talking about different police officer or like security things. And Kenya's saying they should get an off-duty police officer for the community because that's what Cardi B does. And she lives like a mile from me. Which was basically just her long way of saying how close she lives to Cardi B. That's really all she wants to offer up.
Cardi B probably got that security guard because of you. Kenya's very close. Please, someone stay out here. Because you know Kenya just drives by and you hear the electric car like...
Hey, guys! I was out dancing with the stars. Did you see?
So there's just like more of that. So Candy says that she had to shut down her play also because Omicron hit the cast and they were like, they basically were losing too much money because of it. And, she tells us she's like crying because she feels like she is, things don't just happen and that she's worked really hard her whole life and she wants to make it happen. And not just for her, she wants to like even the playing field for African Americans who are creatives, which is great. I think it's wonderful. You know, it's a nice moment.
So then back at Larkiv, they start talking about Blue Ridge. And Sheree's like, oh, Marlo, I felt so, so bad for you. And Sonia's like, well, you know, me and Kenya have gotten along great. But I just feel like if you're going to come, then don't ruin the trip for everyone, you know. And Marlo's like, yeah, and I was disappointed in Candy again because who's right is right and who's wrong is wrong. You're wrong. You kicked your kids out of the house. And then you kicked them out of the house. You are wrong. You are in every situation right now.
Why are you mad at Candy? Is she mad at Candy because Candy knew Kenya was coming and didn't say anything? Is that why? Is she mad at Candy because Candy went on the trampoline? I don't understand where Candy is like the one who gets, you know, pulled out of class here. What happened?
Candy and Ken, yes, from what you said, yes, she's mad that she didn't warn her about Kenya, but also she's been coming for Candy and Kenya the whole season because they're, you know, top. They're at the top.
She's been looking for reasons. Yeah.
You know, she's playing King of the Chill. So then back to Drew. Drew is talking to Kenya. She's at the little party or whatever. So she's like, you know, I'm just trying to limit the liquor intake because of Blue Ridge. That was crazy. And Kenya's like, yeah, what's Marlo's deal? Like, why is she coming for me? Why does she always have a bone for me? And Drew's like, do you need a bone? I'm like, oh, wow. Your prop wasn't great enough. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
She's like, she's not even smart enough to try and brush that prop under the rug. You know, she's like, remember my prop, guys?
Yeah, she's really trying to make it happen. So then Sonia at Archive is talking about how she felt the trip was off balance and that she's talking about how the New York trip was off balance because some people had like a man there, some people didn't. So for Jamaica, she wants everyone to have a plus one. Like it can be, you know, a lover, it could be a friend, whoever you want. So she decides to call Kenya to let her know this news. And, you know, she's like, she tells her, oh, this is a prelude to Jamaica. Like, I want to have everyone over on Saturday. But before that, I want to be clear that it is a couple's trip. I'm like, Sonia, if you're trying to talk about how you're creating some sort of like couples parody or whatever. Don't lead with that. Lead with, I'm giving everyone a plus one because not everyone is in a relationship or something like that. But don't be like, I want to be clear that this is specifically a trip for couples, people who are in love only, but also you can have a plus one.
Yeah, she can fuck off with her couples trip, okay? As a constantly and forever single person, fuck you and fuck that. I don't want to hang out with you and your stupid husband anyway. Go away. And isn't your husband gone like 9 months out of the year? Who are you? Like, get the fuck out of here with that. And Kenya's like, yeah, I'm tired of this. Bye. And she hangs up on her, which is really weird that I'm on Team Kenya so much of the season. It feels weird for me, but I'm just going to go with it because I love that. And then Sonya's like, what the fuck? What the fuck with you? That's bullshit. How dare you?
Well, it's just, no, I think the idea that she gives everyone a plus one is nice. No, but why don't you lead with that?
It's nice if you're giving them the option, but saying you have to bring somebody. No, I'm not in a couple on purpose. I don't want to bring somebody and have to share a room with that fucker. If I wanted to go on vacation with that fucker, I would have invited them. Why the fuck do I have to invite someone to put up with you guys?
Oh, I didn't realize that you had to bring a plus one. I thought you were just saying everyone is allowed to bring a plus one.
No, she's saying you have to be in a couple.
Oh. Either way, she definitely did not pitch it properly. So, you know.
Bad pitch.
Yeah, bad pitch, girl. So then Marlo goes, she thinks she's Queen Bee. I'm like, well, she kind of is. Maybe Candy, too. I don't know. But, like, it's definitely, I mean, she's definitely not Queen Bee.
Yeah, and Candy's like, yeah, I mean, look, I mean, Kenya's going through a divorce, so why are you pushing that when somebody's going through a divorce? Now, that said, Kenya will be going through a divorce for 10 years, because that's how Kenya does things, you know? But at the same time, you know, fuck this idea. So Sonya's like, yeah, I've got to pull her aside because that is not cool. And Marlo's like, well, just kill her with kindness like I do. They'll start laughing and kind of itching their butts.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then afterwards, Marlo now goes and meets with a parenting coach named Dr. Tart.
God. It's like a new spinoff on NBC, Tart to Tart.
I don't know. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, if you're going to be someone that's going to be about like mending relationships, I don't know. Come up with a stage name. I feel like Tart is not where we were going to go with it, you know? So he's like, I just want you to know, I'm a Christian therapist, so do you mind if we start with some prayer? So Marlo's like, yes, please. So they do like a prayer, not the song, like a prayer. They just do a prayer.
Can you imagine a church therapist?
Life is like a prayer.
I want to take you there, like a dream.
I don't think Cynthia would appreciate that, given that her ex was in that music video.
You know, it's crazy. I don't know any prayers, and I also don't know the song Like a Prayer. So there you go. I'm just realizing that episode.
I think the reason why people love Like a Prayer when it comes on at parties is because the lyrics are so slow that everyone has a really good shot at learning them. It's like, life is a mystery. Everyone can't.
No one really knows that.
I'm always bad at lyrics, though. Like, if I have the songs playing, I'm great. But on my own, that's why you always hear me, like, mess up quotes on this podcast. Because you get, like, I don't know what it is. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name.
And it feels like heaven.
Or home, I thought it was
home. I don't know. So
either way, it was a weird way to start the therapy session.
Yeah. So she's talking to Tart, and she's like, "I'm such a nervous wreck right now." So she talks about the kids and how she freaked out and basically kicked them out, and she was frustrated because they take everything for granted. And she says, "Make the bed," and he says, "I did make the bed, but it's not made." And then they punch the wall, and he's like, "Hi. Let me read this out of my coffee book Bible. That's just how kids fucking are. That is from John 3:7. Okay.
Well, you know, the thing with boys, they don't really listen. You know, a wise man, Jesus once said, boys will be boys, so therefore we just have to let them be that way. So he basically is like, well, you should have a schedule. Like, homework at 7 o'clock. And, you know, Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, she's like, but I do Taco Tuesday. And he's like, then give yourself credit. Because out of all of the options, you have tacos. So he's like, but, you know, the thing we do want to guard against is we don't want them to feel abandoned. And she's like, but I'm afraid. And so basically she's like, okay, I'll do that.
Basically, so he says everything that all the other women have said. But because he's a professional, she listens to him.
And he's hot. And, yeah. It's like another tart. And I'm wondering if he just comes up with names that are convenient for whoever's coming in, you know? Like, well, hello, I'm Dr. Entrepreneur. Candy, have a seat.
He's basically that guy with all the faces on Game of Thrones. He's like, a therapist has no name.
Just whatever makes you comfortable at the time.
Just like, yeah.
Well, exactly. Hello, I'm Dr. It's not a wig, it's real. Have a seat, Kenya. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, I'm Dr. Joggers. Come on, take a seat, Sheree.
Yeah. So Candy and Todd, so now is where they have the family meeting. Dun, dun, dun. And Riley and Kayla are both there. And so Basically...
I mean, talk about You gotta buckle your seatbelts with all the energy happening.
The energy right now is through the roof.
Through the roof. For these two.
You basically feel like you shotgunned a Red Bull after watching this scene, for sure.
Now the adrenaline is pumping. By the way, they're in like a very pink room with like a saber-toothed tiger skull or something that's like right on the coffee table. It was definitely a look. So basically, the girls walk in, and Todd says to his daughter Kayla, he goes, "What's up, Kay Boogie?" And she goes, "Nothing. Tired."
We're killing it this season, guys. We're killing
and then
it.
And then Riley walks in and Candy goes, "So, how are you New Yorkers doing in Atlanta?" And Riley goes, "Bored." Wow.
They're like, wow, it's great. So Todd's like, what kind of liquor are you guys drinking? And they're like, we're sober over here. And he's like, yeah, right. And they're like, yeah, right. So Candy's like, guys, so far this is a gaming truck. It's real fun. But I'm going to have to change the topic. We're going to get our trust done for when we die. Let's talk about that. You know, for anybody wondering what's going on in Real Housewives of Atlanta lately, is it as fun as it used to be? Let's have an estate planning scene.
Okay. Well, it was worth it just for this moment where they start listing the properties and they're like, okay, well, obviously Todd and I had properties before we met. And on the left side of the screen, we have like Song Publishing, Candy Factory, Bedroom Candy, House, Guest House, Mama Joyce's House, Tags Boutique. And then on the right side, on Todd's side, it just goes, New Jersey condo.
So Todd tries to pitch this like, listen, you know, when we pass, it's going to look like a lot of money. But then, you know, there's like taxes and stuff like that. And I don't want it to seem like, look, there's $5 million. But then there's only $130,000 left or something. So they just cut to Riley's face like that. There's no way that maths, sir. Like that does not math. Sir.
So he's like, so I'd rather give it to you throughout your life so that you could have financial wealth in your whole life. So here's a dollar. Thank you for this meeting. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, he basically doesn't want them to blow through the trust money, which, of course, no one wants that. But also, that's kind of like saying, I don't trust you, girls. And also, if anyone is talking about blowing through money, I'm not sure that should be Todd. I mean, I think the reason why he fears that they're going to blow through $5 million of trust money is because he knows he would do that because that's what he does. I mean, what wasn't there like there was like the Mexican restaurant that he bought and just sat there for a year paying money on it when it wasn't operational because he's dragging his feet. There's like all his like weird shit that he buys. The condo, etc. Like, he is, like, the one who, it seems, is mismanaging money the most.
Wait. Before we continue this, why doesn't everybody get a taco at this new taco truck business that is only a business for family meetings that I've put all of our money into? Welcome yeah. to this taco truck.
Because remember, right before COVID, I think maybe it was the season that was airing. I think it was aired right before COVID, where I think it was a Mexican restaurant or something. And Candy was like, but Todd, like, There could be a recession in a moment. You never know what's going to happen. And then, sure, you know, the world gets turned upside down, just like in Hamilton. But, you know, it just – I don't want to hear about Todd lecturing people about money management.
Yeah.
First buy a generator for OLG, and then we'll discuss.
Yeah, for real. Oh, but also when it's like Candy's money, right? Because I know that they're married, so now it's both their money. And it's not like Todd doesn't work. He does stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm. But from what we see on the show, it's Candy's money. It's still, right. It's still very much Candy's money. You don't want the kids to be able to touch that money while you can still touch that money, right? Yeah.
That being said, I actually do think a schedule is the most prudent thing. I do think so. I think it's like, because Riley is like, but what if I want to start a business and want to invest in my business? Well, Riley, you shouldn't be investing $5 million of your own dollars into your own business. So, like, the portion that you get per year will be plenty.
I don't understand. I'm not getting money from my parents, so I just sit there mad at this whole scene, basically. I'm like, fuck all of you. How about that? That's where I'm coming from right now.
I mean, I feel like you just keep that money and just keep it invested and just let it grow long term. And then you make your own money, like, you know, make your own money. And then that way, when the stuff you have invested, like, is that way when you retire, you have a nest egg, I think. I don't know.
That's yeah, I'm not a responsible person. I have no idea. So Todd's like, you know, if you want to invest, but that's part of a trust. Like, have you done due diligence on this business? Do you have a plan? Do you have an empty restaurant that's been sitting there for 3 years without you doing anything for it? And so Candy's like, yeah. And the other thing is, like, we're talking like we're both going to die at the same time in a plane accident. Like, what if one of us passes and the other one is still here? And he's like, well, I mean, you guys look at me like I'm going to be the strict one. And that's just not true. And Riley's like, okay, well, then let's just say you're different. And you treat your kids' lifestyles very differently. And then we see a clip of Riley getting this beautiful apartment with a view. And Todd's like, wow. And Kayla's going to be working 10 jobs for minimum wage to pay for her studio or whatever.
Riley is in this, like, enormous penthouse. And Kayla is, like, living under Mr. Mushnick's flower shop, basically. You know, it's like there's definitely a difference in how the parents pamper their kids.
Yeah. And so she's like, you know, so if my mom did pass first, I would be in a situation with you. And he's like, that's not true. And so Candy's like, yeah, but come on, you wouldn't agree to give her like all the apartments and stuff that I would agree to. Mm-hmm. And don't you love that?
I know. Like, she's like, you know, I did promise Riley one video game truck per month. So,
yeah. And Riley's like, yeah, and it's also how I spend, and you wouldn't let me be on that conversation like my mom does. And Candy's like, so Kayla, do you think Todd's strict? And she's like, well, Dad. He's like, come on, guys. Come on. I just want to teach you to be self-sufficient. And then if you do get some of my money, it's a bonus. And, you know, I mean, what are parents for if not to teach you?
And she's like, yeah, but you always want to teach us a lesson, and everything is, you need to learn a lesson. And I think Kayla is like 26. How old is Kayla at this point? She can't be 26. Is she 26? Did they say she was 26? Cairo's 26, which is crazy. Either way, Kayla's mid-20s. It's time for Todd to let her spread her wings and, you know, make the mistakes that she's going to make, you know?
Well, she's doing great. Like, she's working in TV. She's paying her own bills and stuff. So, I mean, like, look, I think as a parent, you want your kids to be self-sufficient. But that's not really where the conversation, you know, was. It's like supposed to be estate planning. And he's like, but you kids need jobs. So he's like, you know, I'm really offended that you think if something happened to you, I wouldn't make it right for Riley, you know, and that shows how disconnected we are. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Way to show, like, way, you know, I love how he accuses them of being disconnected and then walks away. Well, that's and not really going to hide. Yeah, it disconnects. Disengaging is.
Okay, so then it's texting everybody for this birthday because Sonya was going to have like a pre-Jamaica trip, but now she's turning it into a Sheree surprise birthday party because we need three parties for Sheree a season, right? It's like her third party. Okay.
She's had a lot of parties.
Yeah. So they're going to do that. And then we go to Sheree in a fabric store, you know, like a full priced retail store. Like, wow, here I am buying fabrics like a responsible person in a retail store in a trendy part of town.
Yeah, she's just talking to some ladies who work there about like her line, and this is where she talks about how she wants the joggers for the men to have VPL, visible print line, and she's like, I'm just gonna give the people what they want, my son's dick. So
yeah, swinging dick. I don't think you understand how penises work. Okay, you can't have a swinging penis line. A, it's something to live up to. If you're a person with a penis wearing this, okay? It's like some line that you're supposed to live up to. Penises don't just hang there, like in one state, okay? It's not like, hey, this is how big my penis is. This is how it's going to hang all day. They are moody, you know? They're up, they're down, they're in, they're out. They're stretching, you know, they're hiding.
It's like a Katy Perry song, you know? Hot, they're cold. They're up and they're down. They're left and they're right. Do you
ever feel like a plastic bag? Yes. My penis is like, yes. I currently feel like a plastic bag, yes.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then we go back over to Candy and Todd again. And now Todd is explaining that he basically says the girls are very entitled and that the whole thing didn't feel good. And Candy's like, but we're a family, and it should be a space where the girls can feel comfortable for saying how they really feel. And Todd's like, but I'm not supposed to take it any sort of way. You didn't trust that I would take care of Riley and make sure she's good? It's like, no, no, no one trusts you, Todd.
And then he goes, well, I am more structured, so if you think that I wouldn't give them as much money as you would, you're right. Yeah, so that was the point, you know?
Yeah.
Dumb. So then basically he's in trouble. So now he's like, you were right. So then she talks about how her producers called her and want her to invest in another show. And she's like, that doesn't seem like a great idea because we lost all this money with that show. And he's like, I say do it. Everyone, you know, everyone thinks it's going to be instant success, but you just show consistency by doing it again.
I actually agreed with Todd on this. This was like the first time ever I agreed with Todd's advice. I do think he was like, why can't you have two shows that close and then you go for the third one? I agree only because I feel like Candy's trying to do something bigger than make money with these shows. Like if she was trying to make money, then maybe she'd like maybe wait for a better time. But it seems like she's trying to like achieve something bigger, you know, in terms of like, you know, creating a space for Black creators and playwrights, etc. So I say that she should totally go for it.
I think he just wants her close to the New Jersey apartment. Personally, okay, I think he just wants to torture her with that for another few years.
I'm like being all lofty. Yeah, sorry, I just talked over you. But like, I'm being all lofty. Like, yes, this is great for what Candy wants. No, just yeah, he wants to get some use out of that condo.
And he's like, it'll just be a few more dollars the kids won't get. And they start cracking up. So now we go over to Sonya's decorating for the party. And, you know, mom's there. All the ladies start gathering, basically, to come to this thing. And her assistant, Rakim, is helping her set it up. But it is very, you know, like Party City. Let's tape some streamers to the ceiling, you know. Yeah. Which is fine. Like, I don't think it needs to be more than that. But everybody else has something to say about it, you know. If I got some streamers for you, you better be thankful, okay? If I tape something on my ceiling for you, I better get more gratefulness than this cast gives.
Well, the problem is that Sonya kind of half-assed it. Either you do a birthday party that's all about decorations and glam, and you have, like, you get your photo booth set up and you have a backdrop and you have all this. You either make it luxe or you make it like, hey, just us girls, you know. But instead she kind of went like half and half. So it was like some sad catering a few random streamers. The photo booth, so the photo booth that they got, you know, is one of those ones because it had that circle. It's one of those ones where the camera goes like all around and it's like a 360 photo booth. But like, what is the background? The background's like the living room. Like, it just didn't, nothing made sense about it.
Yeah. So Kenya comes
and she's got her high fake voice. She's like, "Wow, look at your house."
So you know Kenya's got problems with someone in the room when she comes in with that voice, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
So this time it's who is it? Oh, it's Marlo who's sitting there. So Marlo's like, "I need positive vibes only. And no matter what Kenya does, I trust in the Lord with some cream and two sugars."
yeah, and Kenya's like, "Well, it's always been really easy to ignore Marlo because she's irrelevant." So then everyone's giving Sonia shit because it's like so far to get to her. And Kenya's like, "I love the neighborhood, although I had to pack a small lunch to get here. Oh, love this pattern rug. Oh, you have to get a real tree, not a fake tree. Cardi B has a real tree. I see it because she's a mile away from me.
I look behind it as much as possible."
Kenya's like hiding behind the tree.
"Hey, girl, it's me.
Like, is somebody behind my fake tree in the backyard?" So, yeah, Kenya just starts walking around the house, just spouting off her advice on everything, which everybody loves, you know, when they've just decorated their home.
"Get rid of that. That's stupid. I hate that color. I like floors, but that one's gross."
Everyone needs that.
I know. It's like my mom. It's like my mom every time she comes over. "Are you going to keep your shoes there? I just feel like it's the first thing you see when you walk through the door. You should put it on the other wall."
"I don't like the gray of that wall. You need more grandeur in this room." So Sonia's like, "Okay, I really brought you back here because, you know, you shouldn't be hanging up on me." And she's like, "I'll hang up on you anytime I want if you talk that bullcrap to me."
Yeah. And she just starts saying how, like, you know, like in 2021, she was in a great place and she's just trying to get back to where she was before she was married and not trying to let people walk all over her anymore. And she, you know, she let so much stuff slide in her marriage, which she's still getting divorced from. So she just doesn't want to be taken back to that place.
Right. Anything that happens, Kenya is going to pull out that card. It's like, yeah, "You hung up on me. But it's because I was in a terribly emotionally abusive marriage and you triggered feelings of that." Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there's another pass for Kenya. How often does that pass get to work? That said, can't you just say, "Fuck you for making me feel like shit that I'm not in a couple"? That's shitty to do to somebody. You shouldn't do that.
Yep.
Do that.
Yep. Yeah.
So Candy is talking about how they're in the kitchen and Marlo's like, "Where's Kenya? Where is she?" Marlo's all mad. So Marlo's talking about how grown women shouldn't hang up on anybody. Like, that's not cool. And then back with Kenya, Kenya's like, "Yeah, you were condescending." And Sonia's like, "Listen, I was just trying to be a girlfriend. Like, I would never put you in a position where I'm your emotionally abusive husband." And she's like, "Thanks."
Yeah.
Thanks.
So so that's all settled. And so then now Sheree's arriving soon. So they're trying to set up music to be playing for when she walks in, but they can't set up the music. And it's just, they're like, okay. And Drew is, of course, very frosty about it. Drew is like, "I mean, if Sonia can't host a house party, how are you going to host a whole vacation in Jamaica?" I'm like, "Well, Drew, why don't you save some of this energy for Ralph, who had a romantic dinner for you on top of his tailor's office with crab rangoon in a fry basket, okay?"
The last time you had people over, didn't you make them eat that shitty kelp or whatever you were pretending was going to be your new fresh and easy? Please, please give me a break.
Like, but like the three shrimp on like one spear of asparagus, okay, and like a plastic bento box.
So they sing happy birthday for Sheree and she starts yelling and she's like, "I'm just so shocked, you know, Sonia, that's one ride or die chick just like me." So then they try and do the photo booth, but the photo booth doesn't have a charged battery, so they can't do that either. This isn't going very well.
Yeah. So, and then they said, "Okay, we'll eat something first." So they're eating and Kenya's like, "Sonia, what is with this dry catered food? Okay, I need a whole tin of rum punch to wash down this dry food." So
because they're all passing beef patties around, right? And they're catered. And you're also shaming somebody for having a catered party.
Ew, what is this? Catered? Gross.
I know, but I think it's just more like, it's just like a tray of patties and nothing else. And like, they just, it was like, I agree. It was not a spectacular, it was not a TV party. So Sheree is like, well, the fact that she does not have white meat chicken or bartender or a photo booth that works. I mean, I guess it's a thought that counts, and I'll give her an A for effort. That's what I'll do.
So then the mom's pulling out more food from the oven, and Candy is like, it's dry as those tortillas where we might need to make our own food. And she starts running around the house. And Sonia's like, you have one more time in my house, Kenya. You have one more time.
Yeah. So Candy is, so then Candy, they're all sort of noshing together, and Candy's like, so did you pack those bones, Drew, for the trip? And Drew goes, oh, well, you know what? I stay on ready to express myself my way. And when people don't express themselves, when they throw rocks and then hold their hands, you know, and Sheree's like, well, who threw rocks and held their hands? You did. She goes, yeah, I was addressing the dog that was barking that you had.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I was addressing this dog walking away that was addressing me for you. And what I'm saying is you brought her around to express yourself. Oh, it's another Madonna song. And Sheree's like, tomato, tomato. I'm throwing tomatoes at you, bitch. Tomato.
I love that. I love when Sheree brings something new to the Atlanta lexicon. Today was tomato. Tomato.
It's very tomato, married tomato to medicine. Do you remember? I will not come off of my chariot to throw tomatoes with you.
Mariah, my chariot. Tomato, tomato. So Sheree is like, I'm throwing tomatoes at you, bitch. I'm throwing them at you. You deserve them. All the tomatoes. Tomatoes.
And Sheree's like, that doesn't even make sense, throwing tomatoes. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. What are you saying? And Sheree's like, why don't you just let me talk? And of course, you know, Sheree's like, this girl lives for me. You know, she needs the attention. We all know she's not getting it at home. So Sheree's like, I'm not going to stop talking to Fatoum just because this chick doesn't like what Fatoum said. And she's like, well, but she proceeded to get a detective on me. And she's like, who are we talking? Who are we talking to right now? Who are we talking to right now? She goes, what do you mean? She goes, are you Andrew? Are you Tiffany? Are you Jacqueline? Are you Drew?
And Kenya's like, Drew just loves to fight. Drew has a sign on the side of the road that says, we'll fight for free, which is funny because that's also kind of Kenya. So Sheree is like, if you guys sit back and think, every time we've had a sit down, she's arguing with someone, okay? Because you always have to make things about you. Crushed tomatoes. Okay, I'm opening up a can of crushed tomatoes, pouring them on your head invisibly. That's what I'm doing right now.
But that lady made it about me. She was the one who said stuff. And Sheree's like, no, your assistant said it. Your assistant was the one that said it. And she's like, well, maybe you just don't remember things because you're getting old and old people can't remember things. And she's like, old and cold, bitch. Old and cold. You better hope you look like this when you get to my damn age. Old and cold. Old and cold.
And Marla's like, Drew looks good, but she better hope she and pray she looks as good as Sheree at Sheree's age, because Sheree looks great to be 60. And the producer's like, Sheree's 52. She's like, oh shit, Sheree's gonna curse me out today. This is, I guess, Marlo's new thing, is just to say that people are 60. She did it last week too, to Kenya.
So Drew's like, wow, you came in real tough today, didn't you? Wheaties and Red Bull. Wheaties and Red Bull. Tomatoes! Wheaties and Red Bull. You know the Amazon is taking all of this down. They're going to get an Instacart delivery of just, like, tons of crap that they didn't need. I've got Wheaties for 5 months.
They're really building a nice menu. So...
So basically she's like, listen, you know, at the end of the day, you have no problem with it. So I guess I just see you now. I just see you, Sheree, and I'm done with it. And she starts doing the, like, wiping my hands of it thing. And so Sheree does it back at her. She's like, then be done with it. By the way, Drew was on Watch What Happens Live last night, and I didn't watch it. I just saw a clip before.
Wow, I can't believe.
But what about this part?
Wait, are you saying that Drew Sidora was not enough of a draw for you to sit and watch What Happens Live? I can't believe it. She's an actress.
She likes props, and he runs away to Tampa to watch cops. It's Drusadora and Ralph on Watch What Happens Live.
So she was on there. I saw a clip of it. And Andy's like, so what's up with you saying that she should have a baby even though she doesn't want to just because her husband wants her to? And she's like, well, I believe that as a wife, that is your duty to give your husband children. And she should do that. And if she doesn't do it, he's going to go get those children somewhere else. It's like, geez, okay. We'll also make sure he can't lease a unmarked white van. Like, what do you want me to tell you, Drew? Fucking weirdo. And Ralph is sitting there manspreading in the front row, front center, just looking like, yeah, that's right. Ugh, fucking gross. And Andy's like, yeah, but what if she doesn't want to? And she's like, well, that's your duty as a wife. And he said, you sound like the Supreme Court right now.
She's like, thank you. Thank you so much. So, anyway,
lifetime
somehow.
Position, bitches. Lifetime position.
She pulls out a gavel. She's like,
hear ye, hear ye. I'm an actor. I bring props.
What court are you on? Because I'm on the Supremist Court. So, Drew is, somehow this winds up with Drew singing happy birthday to Sheree. Cause they're like, they like challenge Drew to sing happy birthday. And first she's like, I am not using my voice on this. I am not. But then she's like, you know what? I will use my voice on it. So she's like, happy birthday to you. And Sheree's like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we all know that Drew doesn't know how to apologize. So I'm going to assume this is her apology. Thank you so much, Drew. Thank you.
Can I just say this is proof that Drew does not belong on Bravo, as if anybody really needed it. But she actually can sing. Okay. This channel does not accept people who can actually singing happy birthday. I don't think it's ever happened before. And it should never happen again. Okay. Because as many terrible things as I can say about you. You being a bad singer is not one. You're a very good singer. Get off this channel. You don't belong here. Bye.
That's, by the way, that is a very true statement. So then everyone sits down and
says, happy birthday to you.
That's how it goes.
Happy birthday. I'm just doing Candace in the background next to her. Happy birthday. So, Sonia has her rules for Jamaica. She has a whole easel out and she's like, so first, what are friendly hair, braids, etc. And then Jamaica, no problems. So no standoffs. And then, Kenya goes, she just had a rule about this, having this dry ass catered food here.
No props is another rule. And Drew's like, I won't promise that. I'm an actor. I'm an actor. So Sonia's like, listen, no weed, no jail, okay? Because everybody thinks that weed is legal in Jamaica. But if you go to jail, I'm leaving you there, okay?
Yeah, and then she says, everyone has to be on their best behavior because this is a work trip. Because iFit or whatever this, iHealth, iFit, iSpandex, whatever it is sponsoring it. I'm like, are you kidding me? They want nothing but bad behaviors. That we always remember the episode where they went on the trip for iHealth and, you know, there was madness. So please, iHealth, listen, and stop acting like whatever this brand is. I can't even remember what the name of the brand is, okay? So, like, Bravo is a bigger brand than whatever this is. They are the ones benefiting the most. So you just be true to yourself, ladies. That is my advice to you, retroactively.
And that's it. That's Real Housewives of Atlanta. And it does look like a good trip because, wow, they get candy mad. I love when you can get candy mad.
I love that. I'm enjoying this season, to be fair. I really am. I actually think that there's a good cast chemistry. But I don't know if everyone else is on board with that as well. I don't know if everyone shares my opinion, but that is my opinion. That is my opinion! So tonight we have Take a Seat. So there will be many opinions tonight, I'm sure, about many things. So come join us. 7 on the West Coast, 10 on the East Coast. Spotify Live. Download it. Have fun with it. We'll talk. You'll talk. We'll see you there. And we'll have more recaps as the week goes on. Thanks, everyone, for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon out of a cannon. Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutard. We love you guys.